Hi, I'm Tom Griffith, and welcome to the Greater Formation and Power Podcast. Here we'll discuss topics and practices that will help you deepen your intimacy with God the Father, exercise your authority in Jesus the Son, and move in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to walk in God's truth and intimacy and power. We need all three strands working together in our lives because we believe that nothing else will actually do. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This week, we're going to be talking about blessing your spheres of influence. Pray up and pray down. But before we get there, I want to offer you a free gift you might be interested in. It's a five-page PDF document called 4 Steps to Be Fruitful. And if you're interested in that, it can help you clarify your life and clarify the next stage of your life. Simply go to getclearandfocused.com. Getclearandfocused.com. And you can get that PDF called 4 Steps to Be Fruitful. You can download it at that site. Last time I'm going to say it, getclearandfocused.com. Now, back to this week's podcast, bless your spheres of influence, pray up and pray down. Now, you might be tempted to kind of coast your way through the end of this year, that you're maybe feeling on a treadmill and just trying to make it, hoping that you're going to make it to January. But I want to encourage you that this is a time to come alive in the Spirit. There's lots of great life to be had and people who are relying on you to be alert spiritually. See, the next 6 to 8 weeks are really important. They're a time where people are, you know, we're all in transition, transitioning from 2021 to 2022. It's a time when people will be getting with family, or possibly they don't have family to get with and are battling different kinds of loneliness. If they're involved in school, they're coming to the end of the semester and all the pressures of tests or papers. If they're in business, it's year-end goals that need to be met, or in fundraising, goals that need to be met. It's a time where there is an incredible amount of emotional memory that might be trapped in yours or other people's souls, that some of which we are conscious of and some of it which is even deeper than that. Whatever the case, this is an important time for you to be alert. Why? Because people are in need around you. People who God has sent you to care for are in need of you to be able and alert to serve in the power of God. So, to do that well, you need to be in a place of breathing, in a place of active alertness in God, and a place of spaciousness. This is a time for you to refresh your soul so that you can also refresh those who are in your role relationships. So if you've been following me very long, you know that I'm one of the things that I'm big on is that God has placed you in the roles that you're in intentionally, whether that's a spouse or a sibling or a child or a parent or the business, the community, the church. Those roles, when we lay hold of them seriously, we recognize they're actually assignments. And they're not only assignments, within and around those assignments are particular relationships, some that are closer than others, some that are more important than others. And as we recognize those relationships, as we map them out, as we maybe you might even want to grade them, that some people you want to just touch occasionally, some you want to connect with consistently, and a few you want to invest in importantly or significantly, but only a few of those. What I want to say is that this is a time for you to be alert and caring for those people in your relational roles. As a matter of fact, I believe that God is raising up a kingdom of priests, not just a kingdom of pastors. And for that change to happen, we all need to realize that we have priestly assignments to present people to God and to present God to people in prayer, in our heart, in our burden. And so those people that God has assigned you to care for are those people in the relationships that are tied to your roles. So you want to be, in a sense, priesting them, praying the things of the kingdom of God down upon them and bringing their requests up to God. Well, let's go into that a little more deeply. As I mentioned, this is, we're at the time of this recording, we're nearing the end of 2021. And it's interesting to me that John 20:21 says, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. What a powerful verse. That could have been the verse for the whole year for all of us. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. I'm going to relate to a couple passages right now, and all of those passages are spoken by Jesus in his resurrected state. Jesus, who, you know, the disciples, he's been sowing into their life for 3 years. They've been following him, walking with him, experiencing his life. Then they see him go through incredible trauma and misunderstanding, trial, brutal death. There's confusion everywhere. Then he rises from the dead. Then he starts to instruct them, and he starts to explain the kingdom in new ways. And he says, the resurrected Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. Can you imagine what it would have been like to be the disciples hearing him resurrected from the dead saying, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you? I was talking about this verse with a few people, and one person said, and you know what the next verse says? Well, John 20:22 says, and with this he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. So let's put that together. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you that in 2021 and 2022, the Father is sending you and wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Also in his resurrected body, he said, what many of us are familiar with in Acts 1:8, he says, you will receive when the Spirit comes upon you, he will anoint you, he will empower you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This Spirit that he breathed upon them will come upon them, and it will empower them to be witnesses, to move in the power of God. And in that same resurrected state, this period of 40 days, he gave them what we have recorded in Matthew 28:18-20, as the many call it the Great Commission. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, or go discipling. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. And I'll be with you always to the end of the age. See, in the resurrected state, Jesus says, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. And he breathed the Holy Spirit on them. And he's described, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And he says, what do I want you to do? I want you to go and make disciples of all nations. Well, what is a disciple? A discipler simply is a follower of Jesus as Lord. It is one who looks at life, wants to look at life and agree with God's perspective of life, and who wants to obey everything that Jesus is saying. Agreeing with God, living in response to what God's perspective is in every given setting. So, this time of year, those people who are in your spheres of influence are themselves running on the treadmill, are themselves trying to coast, hoping they can make it. It's been compounded by all the pandemic phenomenon. But you, if you can be alert in your spirit, can be very helpful in this stage. Let me encourage you a few things. One, if you're worn out, if you're feeling behind, if you feel a little bit hopeless and helpless in your own life, that's not unusual, but I don't want you to stay there. I want to give you hope. And here's the first step you can do. Take a few moments to reconnect with God, maybe even right now. One way to do that is as Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Spirit." So the word for breath and the word for spirit is the same in both Greek and Hebrew. So I want to encourage you to become aware of the breath in you. Remember when God created Adam, he breathed life into him, and he has breathed life into you. So take a moment and take a few deep, slow breaths, even right now. Experience what it feels like. Now, as you breathe in, receive his love and his renewal. And as you breathe out, release worry, doubt, fear, anxiety. Breathe in. And breathe out. Be aware of what it feels like. Beware of the love of the Father settling down over your head and your shoulders into your soul. Allow yourself to be renewed in him. Allow the rest to come upon you. From that space, you can start to think a little differently. You may practice that at different points in the day, and I want to encourage you, when you come into the weekend or into Sabbath, maybe take some time to deepen that awareness and in a fresh way, look at your roles and look at your relationships around those roles and start to bring them before God so that you can get God's perspective of what he might have for you to either be praying or doing to extend his love, his care, his deliverance, his help, his healing. See, if we've been called to be priests in our spheres of influence, if we have been called to make disciples, the place to start is in those spheres. And that priesting, if we do that, if we don't, let me put it this way, if we don't do it, there's a good chance nobody's going to be praying the kinds of prayers or serving in the way that you could serve. So in a sense, those people who are treadmilling their life, who are overburdened, are waiting for you to be alert and alive in connecting with God on their behalf. Well, how are you going to do that? I want to encourage you in two ways. One is to pray up, and the other is to pray down. Now, most of us in the evangelical stream, in the truth stream, we're used to praying up. Could be that in the contemplative stream, we're used to praying up, meaning that we bring God our desires, our requests, our supplications. In Philippians 4:6, in 4:4 through 4:6, it says, "Be anxious of nothing, but in everything through prayer and petition and supplication, present your requests to God with thanksgiving, and the God of peace His peace will, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So that's where we're praying up the requests of the people that we're praying for, the people in our spheres. We're praying up and asking God for mercy, for help, for the needs that are at hand. But I want to also encourage you to learn to pray down. Now, evangelicals might not be as confident or as exposed to the idea of praying down. By that, I mean praying the things of the kingdom downward, you know, releasing the things of God onto the earth. When you think about Jesus and how he prayed, even how he prayed for healing, he wasn't generally praying up. He wasn't asking for healing for the people he prayed for. He was declaring it. He was releasing it from heaven. He was speaking to people and speaking to demons, speaking to things to be healed and changed on the spot. He was praying down. Well, in Ephesians 1:3, it says that praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every blessing in Christ. We've been raised up, in a sense, into the heavenly realms. Also in Ephesians 1, in verse 20, it says that the power of God's resurrection is in us. It was exercised in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms above every authority, every ruler, every power and dominion, every title. Jesus is above it all. And when we get to chapter 3, we have that in verse 6, it says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. We have been placed with Christ above all the things, above all the rules, above all the rulers, above all the limitations, above all the boundaries. And from that place, we can pray the things of the kingdom of God onto the earth. This is what Jesus is referring to in the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed and holy, separated is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To pray down is to pray the things, the will of God from heaven on to the earth. So what we do is we want to determine when we're praying over people's lives, when we're praying into our spheres of influence, we want to determine what God's will is. Sometimes we need to sit with that. Sometimes we need to scour the Word of God and determine we want to be agreeing with God's perspective for that marriage, for that health situation, for that job, for that city, for that neighborhood. We want to be agreeing with God's perspective, determining His will, and then declaring it. You know, I was sharing this idea recently with someone, one of the seminarians I work with, and he said, you know, I was just exposed to this idea of praying down. It wasn't in those same words, but that idea a few weeks ago, and it has been a game changer for me. It's made me pray more boldly. It's made me pray for the very things that I know God wants to do. Instead of me begging God to do things, I'm determining what He wants to do and declaring those things on the earth. Isn't that in step with your kingdom come, your will be done? What is His will? We're declaring it. We're praying it onto the earth. So we want to pray up and we want to pray down. We have to practice looking for God's perspective in life circumstances, in the circumstances of those we love, and start to determine that perspective, agree with it, and to declare it. So here's, in a sense, your homework from this podcast, from this idea, from the thought of, you know, blessing people, blessing our spheres of influence by praying up and praying down. First, pray up and pray down over your life. What are the things you need to bring to God? Your desires, your pains, your hurts, the very things that you need help with, the resources that you need. Pray up to God for mercy, for grace, for the resources that you need. But then also, take some time and pray down. Declare who you are in Christ, that you're a child of God, that you've been adopted. Declare the love of the Father over your life. Declare that His Spirit bears witness with our spirits, that we're children of God. Abba, thank you for your love. Pray up and pray down over your life. Practice it. Practice praying the will, the provision of God over your future, the protection of God, what He wants to do in your household, that He'll be faithful to 1,000 generations of those who love Him, that He's going to, in all circumstances, work for your good as you are called according to His purpose and looking for it. I declare God's redemptive purposes over my life through my hardships, that He will, I declare perseverance when I'm weak. I declare peace and rest. The things of God, declare them praying down from heaven. And I want to encourage you to pray up and pray down in your spheres, in those relational spheres, over people, over situations, over your roles. Pray down the will of God. Declare it in the authority of Jesus. Practice it. This is something you want to grow in. This is not you determining what to do and just naming it and claiming it. No, this is you determining what you believe God wants to do, agreeing with it and declaring it into the earth in the authority of Jesus. This is important. This is one of the things God has you on the earth to do. It will open breakthrough. It will establish new territory for you to live into. So you want to pray up and pray down, and you want to act to live in accordance with what you have been praying, in accordance with the will of God, in accordance with what you believe is His perspective. So what you've been declaring, now step into that, into those activities of health, into those activities of repentance, toward the very things that He wants you to be doing. So let me encourage you one last time that at this time of year, as people are wearing out and as maybe as you are, first, get time to receive His breath and to bring your breath in alignment with His breath, your spirit in alignment with His spirit. Be renewed. Get some time to be spacious and slowed down. Secondly, pray up and pray down over your own life. Thirdly, pray up and pray down over the lives of those connected to the roles in your life that you are priesting, you are shepherding them. And lastly, change a little bit of how you're living. Make your actions line up with what you have been experiencing in your praying up and praying down. Align the whole package. It will make a difference for you, and it will make a difference for those around you. I believe you will find that helpful. Again, a tool that you might find helpful is that guide that I just mentioned, 4 Steps to Being Fruitful, simple PDF document. If you'd like to go download that and get that, just go simply to getclearandfocused.com. Pray up, pray down, and act in accord with what you're praying. Have a great day. I look forward to connecting with you soon again.